It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
High school basketball this evening coming your way. It's Frederick Douglass, the Broncos, over in Lexington at Hamburg, the campus known as the Farm. They come over to take on George Rogers Clark Cardinals tonight in boys basketball. I'm Joel Bennett. Bobby Baldwin's with me. We've got three games, two of them already played. GRC, the freshman team, won in overtime, defeating Frederick Douglass, and the JV team got down by 15, but they came back. It was Frederick Douglass prevailing 46-41 in that JV game. George Rogers Clark comes in the Cardinals with a wonderful record. It's nearly perfect, 22-1 on the season. They take on a Frederick Douglass team that has a record of 16-6. They're 8-3 of the 11th region, 5-2 in their district. Series history between these two clubs, which Frederick Douglass, 7 years that they've played varsity sports, the GRC has a 4-3 edge in wins against the Broncos. But the Broncos, although they've only had a school for 7 years, they had success early. They've had four district championships, three regional runner-up, and one regional championship, and that was last year when they went to the Sweet 16. Bobby Baldwin's here with me. Bobby, first-year coach, Stephon Harris. This is three head coaches in the past 3 years at Frederick Douglass. They've had four in the past five.
Yeah.
You know, what we're seeing a lot of these trends.
A lot of turnover. There's no question about it. And yet the beat still goes on at Frederick Douglass. They established themselves early on as an 11th region contender, even though they have hardly had a program in place. And 16-6 this year, a tremendous record against quality competition. And make no mistake about it, this is a tough matchup. The winner tonight will definitely have to earn it. Both teams are right in top 10, top 12 area as far as the rankings concerned, and this is going to be a dandy.
Sure is. I mean, this has got to be one of the top games around the state tonight. Bobby mentioned some of the rankings. GRC comes in with an RPI. They're ranked number 7th in the state. Frederick Douglass, number 21 in the state. If you look at Cantrell's rankings out of the Lexington Herald Leader, you've got Frederick Douglass ranked number 9 in the state overall, GRC at number 24. But then if you look at KRS, they recently had their polling. GRC's up to number 11. They jumped three spots. Frederick Douglass down at 21. So what does that tell you, Bobby? It's anybody's game, right?
It's either team's game. There's no question about it. And it'll be decided here on the court.
I mentioned the history between these two teams. Clark has a 4-3 edge in the series history between these two teams. And but you got to look at last year. They split. Frederick Douglass won the regular season. But the big win was a Final Four win at the boys' Sweet 16 state tournament, 51-44, when Clark won that one. That state tournament win by GRC, that halted a 30-game winning streak by Frederick Douglass. So they had a hot team, and Bobby, last year, a guy in that game Omari Boone. He's back this year. He's a junior. He had a double-double, 12 points, 10 boards.
Yeah, Armello Boone, and he averages 21 a game, and he's going to look to at least try to do that tonight.
The Cardinals look good as well. GRC, they have won 14 in a row, and their record at 22-1. We are 9 minutes away from tip-off. We will take a two-minute timeout. Bobby and I'll return. We'll have more pregame coming up after these messages.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com. The digital marketing experts for small businesses.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
George Roger Clark, boys basketball, the Cardinals with a record of 22-1. I mentioned earlier a winning streak. They have won 12 in a row. GRC has won 12 in a row, and they take on Frederick Douglass, and Douglass comes in. Douglass has won 3 in a row. They won 7 of their last 8, 9 of their last 11. They knocked off a top 10 team in Harlan County their last game out, a 10-point win. Of the 6 losses of Frederick Douglass, they've lost to Bryan Station twice. Most recently, it was like a 6- or 7-point lead with a minute to go, and Station pulled it off. They've also lost to Great Crossing to Sales and Harlan County. They have also dropped one to Woodford County. But, hey, this is a strong team. I like GRC's play as well, Bobby. We've got 4 guys in here averaging double figures. Coach Cook plays 9 guys consistently. I think we rebound the ball well, and I like the Cardinals' chances in this, any game.
I agree with you, especially if you can keep those top 5 players on the floor as long as possible. They're getting great help off of the bench to spell those guys, but that starting 5 is a pretty cohesive, efficient, effective unit.
And this Frederick Douglass team, you know, they come into this ball game, they're shooting 48% from the floor overall. And that tells me that they like high percentage shots as well. So they're going to be looking to score at the rim also. You find these teams that shoot 50 and 48% from the floor. A lot of those, they want to get the easy shot in transition. Both these teams rebounding and scoring about the same.
Exactly, yeah, right at 69, 70 points apiece. And rebound about 29 to 30. So they like to get up and down the court. Given the fact that you're at 70 points per game, you are, in fact, doing that. And whoever can get the most out of transition might, in effect, be tonight's winner.
You got anybody trending up for you as far as the Cardinals go that you're looking at?
Montez.
You're looking at Montez Gay coming off of three games in a row in which he's pulled down eight rebounds and blocked at least three shots in the last three ball games. I'm going to take, I'm looking at, I say he gets silent points. Breland Morrison. Yeah. You know, you look at this guy, he's averaged 14 a game consistently throughout the year. And you just kind of look and he's doing it. It's not overly complicated, but the Cardinals have a solid, solid ball club. Well,
there you go. And, you know, you talk about a motor, and I don't honestly know if we have seen Breland Morrison's motor completely on yet. And if that's the case, then that certainly looks bright for Clark County.
Got to keep him on the floor and out of foul trouble. There were some games played last night, some scores of interest. DeSales beat South Oldham, a little bit of a mild upset there. Franklin County over Frankfort big. It was Martin County, a team that GRC will play later, with a five-point win over McGoffin County. Tate's Creek, they beat Western Hills. Big schedule of high school basketball tonight. Campbell County at Simon Kenton. Scott High School plays at Ryle. Bowling Green at Owensboro. Rowan County at Montgomery County. Martin County, again, another team GRC, that team that GRC will be playing. They are hosting Knott Central. You got Paris playing at Harrison County. Lexington Catholic hosting Madison Central. Those are some of the games around the area. Great Crossing hosting Henry Clay. Scott County at Bryan Station. So a lot of high school basketball this evening.
We've got about 12, 13 days before districts start. A week and a half left of regular season, so it's time to get it right.
You know, and this week will tell a lot, Bobby. This Clark team will be challenged. You know, we we've had our share of high-scoring games, absolutely. They average, you know, up over nearly 72 a game. But this week, starting right tonight, we got three games that are going to be pretty trying.
Well, Madison Southern is certainly playing very well this year. And then you look at the War Hawks from Great Crossing on Saturday afternoon, and that is going to be one humongous test.
It sure will be. Got to take care of Frederick Douglass here, and the Broncos, again, come in winners of three in a row. They have won 9 of their last 11, 7 of their last 8. But I think GRC, they have the firepower. They can match up with this Bronco team. Crowd still filtering in. A good crowd on hand, too. Yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, and they're still coming in, and we've got a good crowd here at GRC. We're going to take our final extended break as we get ready for high school varsity basketball. Again, it's Frederick Douglass coming over here to take on GRC Cardinals here in the arena. Bobby and I will step aside for a two-minute break. We'll come back. We'll have starting lineups, tip-off, game action, all that coming up right here on your home of GRC Sports, WWKY.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment. The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained. The staff is wonderful and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary C. Brooks Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Traditional Bank loves helping people who help others. We work with nonprofits to simplify business banking and get you back to your purpose. With tight budgets and staff who wear multiple hats, nonprofits have unique banking needs. Our business bankers can help streamline processes, deliver deposit solutions, and provide training and support every step of the way. We're making nonprofit banking easier so you can focus on meeting your mission. Start your partnership with Traditional Bank today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dominate a venture with the entire crew aboard the Terex KRX 4 1000 Sport Side-by-Side, the strongest and most capable four-passenger Terex yet. Take on a wide range of tough terrain, armed with the powerful 999cc engine and advanced suspension technology. Take it all on with confidence and experience the adventure of a lifetime in the four-passenger Kawasaki Terex KX4 1000, available at Gateway Cycles Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
High school basketball, let's go to the public address for tonight's starters.
Junior number 0, Christopher Wright. At guard, 6'3", junior number 2, Avion Chenault. At guard, 6'4", sophomore number 3, DeMarcus Surratt. At guard, 6'1", sophomore number 10, Travis Jones. And a forward, 6'2", junior, number 24, Logan Buesen. Head coach for Frederick Douglass is Mr. Stephon Harris. Now, for the home team, your George Rogers Clark Cardinals. At guard, a 5'11", senior, number 3, Rayshon Hampton. At guard, a 5'9", sophomore, number 5, Malachi Ashford. At forward, a 6'5", freshman, number 11, Montez Gay. At forward, a 6'2", senior, number 12, J.P. Gaines. At guard, a 6'2", senior, number 13, Braylon Morrison. Cardinal coach by Mr. Josh Cook. Officials for tonight's game are Clayton Brooks, Tony Colello, and Nick Conway. The National High School Federation and Kentucky High School Athletic Association.
We get ready for this action, and the starters announced for Frederick Douglass. And we had no mention of Armello Boone in the starting lineup. So, don't know if that's a disciplinary thing or what it is, but
well, we know
anyway.
We've got 21 points per game and 6 rebounds not starting, so whatever it is, It is a mild surprise, to say the least.
And don't know that I've ever seen uniforms. They've got equality written on the back of each jersey. Douglas, their colors, orange and Forest or Hunter Green, but they're wearing black tonight with orange numbers, says equality, and GRC in white, and the Cardinals own the tips. Cardinals with the basketball. Frederick Douglass coming out with a man-to-man. Ashford goes over to Montez Gay. Gay has it out on top, bussing on him. Drop it baseline, trying to make his move. Here's Morrison spinning. Breland floater. Got it to go.
That spin move for the deuce. Near the basket for the first goal.
Cardinals back off. They're going to let Christopher White bring it up. Right angles off to his left. Still dribbling. Ashford on him. Drop it baseline. With it there is Chenault. Chenault a starter on last year's Final Four state team. Boosin had it stripped in the paint. Ashford on a run out. Lost the ball. He's open in the paint. Two ball fakes. Put it up. Missed it. Gaines kept it alive. Here comes Wright. Wright leaves a bounce pass. Caught down in the corner by Surratt. Go back to Wright. Ball fake. Wright has it now. He's right of the circle. Wanting the basketball is Surratt. Breland Morrison's got him in his sights. Wright just dribbles over there, and he lost the ball out of bounds. He wants sympathy and a call, but he got neither.
Well, he just passed it to his teammate, and his teammate had gone the other direction.
Cards get it. We played a minute. They're up with the only basket in the game. Malachi Ashford, left-hand dribble. Now puts it between his legs, goes to the right. Sets up Rashawn Hampton on the switch off. Rashawn's three, not there. Rebound comes out, and we've got a foul. That'll be an offensive foul on J.P. Gaines from all indication.
Trying to get the back tip out to the top of the key, and he went through one of the Frederick Douglass players to get it, so incurred the first foul of the game.
Cardinals back off. They walk it back down the floor, and they'll pick up in the half court man-to-man. Wright crosses midcourt. Boosin, top of the key, hands it off. Surratt looking to make his move. Morrison shut him down. Chenault now right side of the lane. Cardinals playing a man-to-man. You got him sagging in the paint. On the drive, Boosin got it, put it up, challenged by Gay, missed at the rim. And then the Cardinals nearly throw it away in the backcourt. Rashawn Hampton able to collect it. The pep section going on. They're letting Douglas have it a little bit right now as Malachi Ashford just having problems getting the ball into the offensive flow, but part of the problem was Wright with fouling.
Chris Wright, those two have been on each other for these first 2 minutes of this game, and that's going to be a tremendous battle.
Gaines goes baseline, ball fake, up and under, shot it short. Surratt caused him problems. Here's Surratt in a hurry, got to the rim. He was beating everybody back down the floor, and Coach Cook letting the players know about it. So Montez Gay picks up the foul, his first, team second. Surratt was pushing the ball down the floor. Surratt, 6'4 sophomore, nice looking player. Showing off some dunking skills in the warm-ups. His free throw is good. And now Douglas, they are in the books and on the board. Played a little over 2 minutes. Surratt looking to try to tie it. He averages 13 points per game. Can't do it. Rolled off, but Boosin kept it alive, and it'll be possession two, GRC. Cards need to bring it the length of the floor. They're going to give Ashford a little bit of a break here off of Wright. They're going to have Rashawn bring it up. He angles off to the left. Surratt on him. Rashawn giving up about 3 inches of height to Surratt. Montez Gay between the circle. They switch off. Surratt's got him. Gay hands it off. Malachi has it. He drives. Now pulls it back out between the circle. Crossover dribble. Draws a double team. Floater in the lane. Missed it short. Long rebound comes out. Wright has it. J.P. Gaines stole it. Gaines down the right side. Turns on the Jets. Caught there on the baseline. Shoveled off a pass. It's picked off. All alone is Surratt. He elevates and slams it with two hands.
5:10 to go. The Broncos take a 3-2 lead.
Ashford in a hurry down the right side. Behind the back dribble. Gay throws it over to Breland Morrison. Breland had trouble getting the ball. Now
double
he's
dribble.
Going to try to make his move. Cards have had back-to-back empty trips with a turnover there.
Well, and then JP got a little bit too deep on his attempted shot under the basket. So, in effect, they haven't gotten much done the last three trips.
Coach Harris for Frederick Douglass walking the sideline. Coach Cook, he is at the end of his bench. It's Douglass. They work it around the perimeter. Chenault goes to right. Open three. Off the rim. Gaines tipped it out. Ashford's got it. Three on three. Malachi, blow by. Put it up. Didn't go. Gaines got shoved in the back. No call. Chenault's got it on the rebounded miss. Chenault comes off to the right side. Still holding up, waiting for right. Breland Morrison lining up the 6'4 sophomore. Chenault, skip it, left side. And again, Chenault with it. Last year a starter. And he just tried some fancy ball handling. Cards got him, but he blocked Rayshon Hampton's shot. But Morrison put it in on a follow.
That's why you follow the leader. Cards back up 4-3.
Trailed the play and got the bucket. We're midway through the first quarter. Low-scoring game. Surratt. Between the leg dribble, hands it off, coming off the curl. Travis Jones, who hadn't touched the ball, just touched it briefly. They go on the block. Chenault tried to post up. Gaines got the steal, and then Gaines lost it back. Loose ball. Douglass has it. Blocked from by Gay. And then somehow or other, there is a basket put up and in by Avion Chenault, and pick any of the three Cardinals to foul him. It's going to be on Breland Morrison, his first, team third. Wow. He deserves that and one.
Well, the action fast and furious. Both teams had the ball with an attempt to run out, and in the end, Frederick Douglass won the battle and got the shot up over the rim and drew the foul.
Couple of reserves in. Hampton Taylor checks in, and Eli Craig trying to complete an and one. It does not happen for Chenault. Gay has it for GRC. Crosses over on the dribble. Boosin steps out on him. Montez fires it to Eli Craig. Off the dribble. Fadeaway. 10-footer. Missed it. Hamp Taylor got the rebound. He is held and impeded from getting the shot off. He's bumped again in the paint. No call. It's going to be a turnover. Cardinals, much to the disdain and disagreement of the Clark fans.
Both teams giving it their all, but just not a lot of efficiency offensively for either team yet.
They're taking out Christopher Wright, the point guard, starting junior point guard. They brought in now Dakari Talbert. Talbert will get his shot at it. He's a freshman, 5'9 and a half. Rayshon Hampton picks him up in the front court. Frederick Douglass with a ball and a 5-4 lead with 3 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Clark going with man-to-man. They switch off. Craig now has Surratt. Double team. Over, here's the first shot by Talbert. He missed a three, and coming away with the rebound, Breland Morrison. Thought about running, instead set it up with Hampton. They go in the front court. Gay keeps a dribble. Gay's going to come to the between the circles, but right now, Coach Cook says, let's talk it over. He's got a 30-second timeout. Bobby's got a commercial he'd like to read.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with a New Holland PowerStar Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. In five models from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a PowerStar tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling soon.
Low-scoring game. All the Cardinals have to show for their play is two Breland Morrison buckets. GRC with the ball now and 2:45 to play in the first quarter. Hampton, Gay, Craig, Taylor, and Morrison on the floor. Cards run the weave. Breland Morrison lost his footing as he turned the corner. Tried to come off that curl. He's going to go one-on-one. Kick it over to Gay. Drop it baseline. Hamp Taylor jump
good
hook.
For him.
Good. He caught it on the right blocks and a little jump baby hook.
Well, he used his body for the space he needed. And at the 2:19 mark, Clark up 6-5.
Giving GRC the lead. Surratt trying to take it back with a step back three. It's off the back iron. Rashawn Hampton claims a rebounded miss. He's on the right side, now gets to the middle. Foul line, there must be something slick there.
Yeah.
Is Rashawn sliding there as well? Same spot Morrison did. Gay, left wing, put it on the floor. Chenault steps out on him. Breland Morrison, he's got a mismatch, smaller guy on him. Breland with about a 4-inch height advantage, takes him into the paint, elevates, in and out. Hampton tried to follow, but here comes Surratt. 3-on-2, driving, Boosin at the rim, he missed another layup. Coming off, Hamp Taylor's got it for the Cards. Minute and a half to go in the first quarter. GRC with the ball up one. Morrison bumped at the left elbow as Logan Boosin just not having things go real well for him. He missed a couple of layups and he draws a foul there. Second team foul on Frederick Douglass. Craig and Hamp Taylor come out. J.P. Gaines and Malachi Ashford return. Passes in there with it. Ashford all the way down. He throws up the runner. A whistle prior to Malachi attacking the basket. And we'll see what the official calls here. He calls a foul on Wright. His second.
Team third. On the shot. So he's going to get to shoot two with Cards up 6-5 at 1:24 left in the first.
Malachi Ashford at the foul line. 82% free throw shooter on the season. Makes a free throw here. 6-2 Terry Kaysen comes in replacing Logan Boosin. Travis Jones returns as well. Malachi Ashford with another free throw. Low scoring game. Cards make this one 3-point lead, be their longest, won't it, Bob?
Probably the biggest of the game for either team, given the fact that the score is only 8-5.
Yeah. We got a minute 20.
You got it, though.
Clock rolling. Ashford makes both free throws. Cards stay with a man-to-man. Why not? Frederick Douglass has only made 5 points. But a footnote with that, they're not playing Armello Boone. Don't know if he's with the team on this trip or not. Surratt tried to go one-on-one. Chenault does. He'll take over. Spin move. Kick it out. 3-point shot. Missed short. Rebound. Chenault got it. Douglass right now 0-for-4 in the 3-point shooting. Ball's on the floor. Douglass now gets it back. Shoots a three. Gaines with a rebounded miss.
Oh, my goodness.
And then the Cards throw it away.
Yeah, well, he passed it out, and he ran before he caught it. And Cards with the heebie-jeebies here early, but really both teams are to a degree. There's a lot of intensity out there on the floor, still trying to feel each other out.
6 turnovers by the Cardinals, 4 committed by the Broncos. Out on the right wing with it, Chenault, screen down, pop out Jones, give it back to Chenault on the right wing. Clock at 35 and counting here in the first quarter. Chenault goes back near midcourt. Just taking a lot of time. Montez Gay glances up the clock and then looks over at Coach Cook. He's giving him plenty of room as the clock is now approaching 20 seconds. So Douglass content to run this clock down, and the Cards content to let him do it. It's now at 14. Look for a move to be made by Chenault at 8. It's now getting there, and now it's at 8. He goes with the move, high ball screen. Takes it back on the pass. He's at the foul line. 15-footer blocked by J.P. Gaines. Chenault got it back, and a three fadeaway, not there. Low-scoring game, but the Cardinals, a GRC lead at the end of one quarter of play. GRC 8, Frederick Douglass Broncos 5. Bobby Baldwin, Joel Bennett here with you. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll return. Second quarter play coming your way on WWKY.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being at insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bink Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
It's an 8-5 GRC lead over Frederick Douglass. Second quarter play about to get underway. It's Rayshawn Hampton, Breland Morrison, J.P. Gaines, Malachi Ashford, and Montez Gay on the floor for the Cardinals. Bobby, GRC has not run a fast break in this game. They do have six turnovers, and half of those they've tried to run a break on.
They've tried to run a break, and yet despite the six turnovers, they have a three-point lead in this low-scoring first quarter affair.
And we're going to have an offensive foul, Terry Kaysen of Frederick Douglass, 6'2", 180-pound guy. He sticks his hip out there on the ball screen, and he's going to get an offensive foul.
Yeah, moving pick. Can't do that.
Chenault comes in, and Surratt goes out. Each of those guys responsible for the points that Frederick Douglass has combined. Cardinals with the ball and the three-point lead. Ashford off the down screen, takes it between the circle. Hands it off to Morrison. Breland with a three-point shot, way too hard. Coming out of there in a hurry off the miss is Douglass. And then Ashford broke up a would-be fast break. And then you're going to have Douglass turning it over.
Malachi with a tremendous defensive play in a two-on-one situation to deflect it out of bounds off the other player.
Ashford, right wing, leaves it for Morrison. Breland was going to set a pick, but Malachi ended up throwing him the ball. Ashford wants to hand it off to Hampton. He does. Throw a pass into Breland Morrison on a back door cut out of bounds. Logan Dusen did a good job there breaking that up.
Sure did.
He foiled what looked to be like a good play. Rayshawn Hampton threw that bullet pass. Surratt checking in. Coming out is Dakari Talbert.
We played 9 minutes, and we have seen 9 minutes of good defense on both ends.
Ashford to throw it inbounds. Cards with it underneath their goal. Morrison catches deep in the left corner. They step out on him with Jones. Breland driving, puts up the runner and scores.
Cards,
he's got six in the game.
Yeah, 10-5. Cards, 6:58 left in the second quarter.
Surratt, leave it for Buesen. Left of the lane, working on Gaines. J.P. stood his ground, throw it out to Chenault. His three's missed. Rebound follow, though, put up and in. Nice rebound and put back by Kaysen.
Good strong side board to cut the lead to three.
Big strong guy, too. 6'2", 180. He's solid. Ashford out on top for GRC. Goes to Breland Morrison, who throws it on the baseline. Montez Gay, catch and shoot three. That's not there. Gaines tried to keep it alive. Cards 0 for 3 behind the arc. They own a three-point lead as Douglass attacks here on the other end. Surratt driving, got to the right elbow, kicked it out. Trying to make his move. Kaysen blocked at the rim by Gaines. His second off to Morrison. In transition and a late whistle, but a foul called. As Surratt was trailing the play, Breland had a step on him. He was on the left side of the rim, wanted to go with a reverse layup and drew the foul.
That was where he drew the contact by taking it across the basket to the other side.
Morrison's free throw is good. Breland has seven in the game, coming off a 25-point performance up at Scott High. 25 points and 6 rebounds. Had a wonderful game. Second free throw good as well.
12-7 GRC. 6 minutes left in the second quarter.
Morrison has 8 of those 12 points. As Avion Chenault will now bring it up. He is the third or fourth point guard, depending on how you want to look at it, that Coach Harris has used in this game. Now Douglass runs a weave out on top. Buesen sets a high ball screen. Chenault tried to get through Morrison, slides through. Breland now double-teamed Surratt. They go back into Chenault, and Chenault traveled. You got to like that double down. J.P. went to Montez Gay, and they doubled him up, but they're going to overrule that call. They're going to call Gaines with a foul. his second.
Well, we know he walked, but there was also some contact as he got in that trap and shuffled those feet. But
I think a student body disagreed with that call.
Oh, yeah.
They screen and throw open up. Surratt, his three is missed. Newsom kept it alive, but he threw it right to the Cards. Morrison, shot blocked at the rim. Chenault came flying in, and they're going to count the basket. They're going to say goaltending,
right.
And Coach Harris ran down the sideline about as fast as Chenault got in the front court.
Well, we know one thing. Braylon Morrison's having an offensive explosion here.
Morrison's got 10 of the 14 points, and inside of 5.5 minutes to go in the half, Cards have now doubled up Douglas 14-7. Frederick Douglass, the Broncos have it in the front court at the right elbow. Newsom spinning, shooting, put it up and in. Hamp Taylor, who had checked in, had that tough assignment there.
Well, and he just went around him there. He was bigger, stronger, and had a wider gate with a spin move.
Ashford angles off to the right, keeps a dribble, step back three. Good by Malachi.
Okay, Cards up 17-9. 450 left.
Ashford hit that three.
He sure hit.
He's averaging 12 points per game, hitting right at 35% from three-point range. In the front court, the Broncos try to answer. They go to Chenault. He passed up a three, thought he would shoot it. He's a lefty. Straight away to Busen. Now they go over to Travis Jones. Card switch off. Malachi will take that ball from that player. Jones knows it, and he picks up his dribble. Here's Rashawn Hampton, got a loose ball, and Breland Morrison away with a steal, and then Busen body checked him, or cross checked him if you're playing ice hockey, in the back court behind the blue line, and it goes out of bounds.
Goes out of bounds back to GRC, but it looked like a foul.
It looked like ice hockey, didn't it?
Yes.
Cross check him at the blue line. Oh, my.
A little bit of contact.
So the Cards get the basketball. Hamp Taylor, Breland Morrison, Malachi Ashford, Montez Gay, and with the ball, Rashawn Hampton. Midway through the second quarter, Hampton off a double stack on the high post. He goes with a pass to Ashford. Drop it right wing. Morrison ball fake. They step out on him, but an 18-footer. That's good.
Difference.
He drained an 18-footer.
I tell you what, he is on fire offensively and playing on the other end as well.
Well, my name's Joel, but he's making me look like a prophet.
You sure did.
Broncos with it. Down 10. Trying to make a move. Determined to get into the paint. Chenault can't do it against Gay. Surratt works it left side. They throw a pass that Jones barely could catch. Surratt beyond the three-point arc. Breland Morrison saying, call out the picks. Hamp Taylor does it, and they go to Boosin down in the blocks. He spins, banks, and scores. Hamp hit the deck. Wasn't really a flop. Boosin's a big guy. He's weighs more than Taylor.
Well, yeah, he just moved him out with that move up his chest.
Ashford comes off a Hamp Taylor screen. Stop and go move. Jump stop. Lost his balance, and I don't know, man. These guys' shoes are giving them up. They're having trouble standing up.
Well, we might need to get a janitor out there on that floor.
Anybody that's got colored shoes, we got light blue, pink, red, orange. Eli Craig checks in. Also, Maddox Campbell for his first action. It's Hamp Taylor and Breland Morrison going to the bench. Broncos of Frederick Douglass with the ball. Surratt, a pull-up 15-foot jump shot that's good.
Trims the lead to 6 here at 19-13, 2:40 left.
Ashford comes up. Malachi left side in the front court. Picked up the dribble. They screen down, pop out Gay. Montez going one-on-one against Surratt. Surratt at 6'4", Gay at about the same size. And again, Gay hit the deck. These guys are slipping and falling on a run out. At the rim, Kaysen missed. Maddox Campbell pulls off the rebounded missed layup. Rashawn Hampton flips it over to Eli Craig. History is blocked. Blocked in there by Kaysen. Kaysen's going to drive, attack the rim. He put it up and in. And I tell you what, Maddox Campbell gave him a shot, too. And I don't mean a basketball shot. He Pounded him pretty good.
Got him.
Kaysen still steadied the ship and put it in. Cards lead down to four now. Ashford feeds Gay. Montez yet to score. Wraparound pass to Maddox Campbell, who put it up and in. Now, Busen did try a flop, but Campbell kept his focus.
Yeah, the official caught that. And as a result, a no call.
Frederick Douglass with the ball and a minute and a half to go in the first half. You got time called on the floor by the Broncos as we've got a full timeout called. A minute 29 to go. GRC up six. Back in 1 minute.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Morehead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Morehead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmorehead.com.
You deserve a bank that truly values you. At People's Exchange Bank, they pride themselves on providing personalized service that others just can't match. When you need a checking account, a home loan, or financial advice, their team of local professionals have you covered. Visit them downtown or on the bypass in Winchester, or go online at pbank.com. Join the family of satisfied customers today at People's Exchange Bank, where banking is about you. People's Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
.29 to go before halftime. Cardinals with a 21-15 lead. GRC sends out after that timeout. Ashford, Craig, Morrison, Hampton, and Campbell. Broncos of Frederick Douglass with the ball. Dakari Talbert will run the point. He's one of the four that they've had running the point guard. They bounce pass in there to Boosin. He's going to spin baseline. Campbell knows it and shut him down. They throw it out for the three-point shot. Breland Morrison got the rebound. And as he was falling out of bounds, he tried to save it, and it's going to go possession two. Frederick Douglass and Coach Cook thought he had a bird's-eye view at it. He and the official see it differently.
Well, Rayshon got forced out of bounds on that rebound. I think that's what he might have been complaining about.
They've been playing physical.
Very much so.
Talbert trying to make his move on Ashford. Clock now inside of a minute here in the first half and rolling. Douglass with the ball. Cards with a six-point lead. They feed Busen left to the lane. He squares up. Here comes the double team of Ashford. Kick it out. Talbert spinning. He's trying to throw up some kind of move. Had a lot of energy, a lot of posturing. Didn't have much of a shot, but the Cards bailed him out. Ashford fouled him from behind.
Yeah, it looked like that was well
before
beyond
a shot.
The shot attempt.
Yeah.
Well beyond, or well before the shot attempt, but he's on the line for two.
Free throw is missed there by Talbert.
A little quick with the trigger there.
Sure was. Frederick Douglass shoots 63.5% as a team overall. Talbert, 81% on the season, but he missed both of them here. Rebound comes off to the Cards. Ashford taking his time, bringing it up. Coach Cook calling the play from the sideline. Rayshon Hampton, yet to score in this game. Looking to get off if he can. He goes on Chenault, got in the lane. It was shut down. Recognized it, step back three, good. He got it from Ashford and hit a three.
He finally got one in there just under 16 minutes into the game.
Ashford comes with a double team. He and Craig tighten up, four on the clock. They make the extra pass. Kaysen throws up a wild one, and it's tipped at the rim, but that'll do it. First half comes to an end. Low-scoring game. But the Cardinals have more points, and that's what counts. Your score at halftime, George Rogers Clark Cardinal boys team 24, Frederick Douglass 15. 2 minute timeout coming up. Bobby and I will step aside. When we return, we'll have a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary. All that coming up in 2 minutes on WWKY.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the Old Liquor World Building. See store for details.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
On a well-attended ball game, George Rogers Clark leading Frederick Douglass here at halftime, 24-15. Good crowd on hand, and been treated to a pretty closely played game. Although, Bobby, it's not your traditional Cardinal game. At halftime, we have no fast break points by GRC. They haven't gotten anything off the fast break. They have turned the ball over seven times themselves. And only 24 points. Conversely, pretty much can be said the same for Frederick Douglass. Yes. They've got one fast break bucket, and they've only scored 15 points, and they're 0 for 9 from 3.
Well, you've got to hand it to both squads defensively, because they have tried to muck it up for the other team on the offensive end, and yet GRC with just a little more firepower, and indicative of how intensely defended this game has been. Rayshon Hampton had to literally work his fanny off to get that last shot off at about the 15-second mark, and that was his first and only three of the game, but they're limiting his touches, and as a result, they say, hey, you guys might be scoring 70 points a game and getting 15, 20 points on fast breaks every game, but not on this game, not tonight.
That has been the case. It's exactly what's occurred. And Cardinals got good scoring from Breland Morrison, as we'll delve into the numbers. Looking at some of the team numbers, GRC, they are 2 of 6 in shooting the 3. Frederick Douglass 0 for 9. Each team has committed 7 turnovers in this ballgame. The Cardinals have a 6-4 edge over Frederick Douglass in second chance scoring, but the Broncos have the only basket in fast break scoring in the ballgame, a 2-0 edge there to the Broncos. GRC 4-4 at the free throw line. Frederick Douglass, they are 1-5 at the foul line. Individually for the Broncos and Frederick Douglass in this ballgame, they've played 7 players. Leading scorer, 5 points for DeMarcus Surratt. You've got 4 points for Terry Kasem off the bench. Logan Busson, he has 4 as well. 2 points scored by Avion Chenault. And then 3 other players, Travis Jones, Dakari Talbert, and Christopher Wright, have yet to score. For GRC, the Cardinals, 12 points from Breland Morrison. He got 8 in the second quarter. He's 2 of 2 at the foul line as well, so he has half the Cardinal points. Other scoring, 5 points for Malachi Asher. He's hit both of his free throws. He's hit a three. 3 points for Rashawn Hampton, as Bobby said. He hit a three in the final 2 minutes to get his only basket in the game. 2 points scored off the bench for the frontline players of Maddox Campbell and Hamp Taylor. So each of those guys with a couple of points. You also have in the ballgame Eli Craig, Montez Gay, and J.P. Gaines. Those three guys, they have yet to score. Look to see that corrected, I would think, in the second half.
Yeah, between J.P. and Montez in particular, because they can both get it done, but I don't believe Montez has had but maybe one attempt.
Hasn't taken many shots at all at the rim, and here comes Frederick Douglass out of the locker room. They were in there for a brief stay. Card's still in there as we get ready to go for a second half play here shortly. But right now, we've got a 2-minute break. Bobby and I'll return after these messages.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable health care for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Score, it's the George Rogers Clark Cardinals 24, Frederick Douglass Broncos 15 in boys action. And Cardinals just now coming out of the locker room. There's a minute and a half before we get ready to go for second half play. A low scoring ball game. Cardinals leading 24-15 at the end of the first quarter, 8-5 GRC. This lead just about is the longest that they've had. It's been low scoring.
That's exactly right, yes.
Looking at the Cardinals, 12 of the 24 points scored by Breland Morrison. We got to get the other guys on the front line acclimated to this game. J.P. Gaines, he picked up 2 fouls early, limited minutes for him. Montez Gay, as Bobby and I said, he's been playing on the perimeter. He really hasn't established himself on the blocks or worked the paint very much. We'll see if we do something different with that personnel package when we get ready for the second half. Our final 30-second break, we'll be back. Second half play coming your way after this brief message.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Cardinals with the second half play on the floor. They've got Rayshon Hampton, J.P. Gaines, Breland Morrison, also Montez Gay and Malachi Ashford. Gay gets ready to inbound the ball, and second half is now underway. Cards with the ball and that 9-point lead. Screen down, pop out Gaines. He rolled to the basket. He was open. He didn't get it. They throw it back out to Ashford, between the leg dribble. Malachi gets a screen from Montez Gay. Pick and roll, nothing there. Morrison was thrown a pass. He threw it behind him. He had to wait to go get it. Ashford driving. Boy, and I tell you what, that Christopher Wright, he is pesky. He is all over Malachi Ashford. Just a lot of hands out there and some bumping. Malachi's floater didn't get it. Logan Boosin with the rebound for the Broncos. Boosin goes all the way down, tried to go coast to coast. A late whistle, but a foul.
Good heavens.
They're going to call that one on Breland Morrison.
Number 12, Gaines is
third. Oh, they're going to.
He got knocked.
Looked like he said 1-3, but I guess it's Gaines. And right now, Bear Rogers, our clock operator, is going to say, is it 13 or 12? So they got 13 on the board. That's what he showed. And now I think everybody's confused. Coach Cook was wanting to put somebody in for JP, if that's the case. It should have been 2 on Morrison, but maybe that's the way it goes. That's what's on the scoreboard. Frederick Douglass with perimeter passing. Float it, skip it, right side, straight away now with it. Surratt pulls it out on the dribble. Left elbow, Boosin takes a pass, works against Gaines, flips up a shot that's short.
Good defense.
JP pulled away the rebound and got the stop as well. Rayshon Hampton has it knocked away by Avion Chenault. Chenault squaring him up. Rayshon spinning. Tried to get a shot off, and Chenault fouled him. Good energy there by Chenault. He's a 6'3 junior. He's a nice player, but Rayshon was able to shake free, wasn't he?
I guarantee he had good energy on both sides of that basketball on that play. Well, they were into it.
Rayshon Hampton at the line. He's averaging 19 a game. His free throw is good.
Substitution, number 20, Maddox Campbell replacing Gaines.
Maddox Campbell comes in. J.P. Gaines goes out. Still uncertain. I think the PA announcer said Gaines drew the foul, but the clock operator and the scoreboard said Morrison. Rayshon missed the second free throw. The Cards now are 5 of 6 as a team at the line. Driving in, Surratt, jump stop, and they took it away from him. Ashford with a steal, Boosin on his hip, no call. Left-hand shot missed, tipped by Campbell, tipped by Morrison. Ashford with a rebound, wraparound pass is picked off, going the other way with it. Douglas driving in, Jones got in the paint. He's in danger of traveling, but instead he threw it away. Montez Gay got the steal. 2 minutes of chaos, Bobby, is what we've had.
You get into traffic.
1 point in 2 minutes.
They're going to pilfer you if you try to get it in there too deep.
Hampton driving. Rayshon jump stop. Floater missed it. Used the board. Jones throws it the length of the floor. Boosin at the rim. Missed his third layup. Coming away with it. Here come the Cards. Ashford right side trailing. Gay little leaner.
There we go.
10 feet and he got it. First fast break bucket, Bobby, and a 10-foot, like you say, nothing wrong with a mid-range leaner.
Especially when it goes in.
Yeah, that's exactly. Cards up, 27-15. Chenault, who only has one basket, he leans into Gay and put it up and in. He just kind of leaned into him.
Basketball, Chenault.
Cards walk it up with Malachi Ashford. We played 3 minutes deep here in the third. Ashford pick and pop with Gay. Back to Ashford. Malachi's three ball. Missed it. Cards now 2 of 7 shooting the three. Here's Boosin. Left side, Chenault. He's a lefty. They go straight away to Surratt. He attacks the rim. Missed the shot. And
oh, my goodness.
I don't know what we're going to have, but if they blow the whistle, Maddox Campbell had already had the rebound, ready to throw an outlet.
And then the whistle comes.
And now Coach Cook, he does have a beef there. You know, that stopped play after the miss. Ball had already been rebounded. Surratt makes the free throw.
27-18 at this point, 4:48 left in the third.
Another free throw coming for the 6'4 junior. Frederick Douglass will be good again next year. This free throw is missed. It's flat. Gay with a rebound for the Cards. GRC with the ball and the lead. As Ashford throws it on the right wing to Hampton, they reverse it left side to Morrison. Rayshon sitting down on the blocks. He's got a mismatch. He's got Busen on him now. But Morrison, step back, 15-footer off the back iron, one and done for GRC there. Chenault, left-hand dribble, crosses to his right, tried to get to the rim, and Breland Morrison's going to pick up his third.
Yeah.
He looked at Coach Cook and said, I thought I got the ball. So the Cardinals have two starters with three fouls, and in this low-scoring game, which hadn't been much separation.
Not a bit. Not a bit. Cards up 9, but that's tenuous at the moment.
Full timeout called by head coach Josh Cook. So what we will do is we'll step aside for 1 minute. We'll be back after these messages.
Country Time Motors is the home of great cars, SUVs, and trucks. For the past 2 years in a row, Country Time Motors was voted the best car dealer in Clark County in the Winchester Sun Reader's Choice Awards. It's good to have a friend in the car business. See Larry Oldham and the crew at Country Time Motors. Experience the Country Time way for yourself. Country Time Motors, off the Maple Expressway, exit 96 off I-64.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
Bring out a little different personnel. They make some substitutions after that minute timeout. Coach Cook still talking to one of the officials, whichever one will come to him. Malachi Ashford, Rashawn Hampton, Montez Gay, Eli Craig, and Maddox Campbell in the game as the free throw shooting woes continue for Frederick Douglass. Chenault misses that one. He's 0 for 2 at the line. They're now 2 of 7.
Well,
make it 2 of 8. He missed that free throw. Cardinals with the ball and the 9-point lead. That's where we were at half. We're midway through this third quarter. Eli Craig had a 3, passed it up. They work it around the perimeter. Rayshon Hampton, there's a 3-pointer. That high-arching shot goes in.
He catches it in rhythm and makes it work.
Montez Gay blocks a shot at the rim of Surratt's attempt. Triggers the break, but it shut down. Gay got the block, and he got the dunk.
Beautiful pass from the wing to a slashing Gay on the other side of the court. Cards up 14.
How about that, Bobby? He blocked it on one end, finished on the other.
Yeah, well,
hustle.
That's what you call running the floor.
Hustle play. Chenault with a step back three. It looked good, but it came off. Maddox Campbell thought he had the rebound, but Logan Boosin was holding him down. Tried to free himself, couldn't do it. It's out of bounds. It'll be possession 2, GRC. And Frederick Douglass has missed their first 10 three-point shots. Coach Harris just walking the sideline, looking at his coaching staff, and now turns his attention to the floor. Coach Cook pointing out he wants those screens called on Malachi in the backcourt. So Rashawn comes on down. When it's man-to-man full court, clear it out. Maddox Campbell, a rare three. He missed it from deep in the left corner. It goes out of bounds, and Douglas will get it. See if Coach Cook mixes anything up here a little bit. He's going to come back and play the half-court game. Checking back in, Christopher Wright for Frederick Douglass. He's a very quick and pesky point guard, and Eli Craig steps out on him. He and Ashford switch off. Card switching on that high ball screen. That frees Surratt, 15-footer. He missed it, hit the deck, wanted a call, looked at the official, and he said, get back. Gay with a rebound to Ashford. Gay takes it back. Three ball went in, came out. On the rebounded miss. Here comes Douglas. Douglas. Ball knocked away by Ashford. Picked back up. Talbert, wraparound pass. Beautiful one to Boosin, who put it in the goal.
Broke down the defense and got the bucket. Guard still up 12, 32-20.
Gay will walk it up. Montez in the front court brings the 6'4 Surratt with him. Hands it off to Hampton. High ball screen from Campbell. They switch off. Rashawn, step back three. Got it.
They're trying to track him, but he's a tough man to hold down.
10 points in the game for Hampton. We've got 2 minutes to play here in the third. At the foul line, Chenault tried to make his move, and I think they're going to say Eli Craig got him for two shots, but Chenault kept passing up the 12-footer. He wanted to get closer. Craig with a foul. That's four team fouls. His first. Chenault there at the line. He's 0 for 3 shooting free throws. And he makes this one here.
1:53 left in the third. Cards up 35-21 with a one free throw to come.
Chenault, 12-point per game average. Missed that one. Montez Gay claims rebound number 7. Goes off to Malachi Ashford, who comes off in the right side in the front court, keeping the dribble alive. Talbert trying to steal it from him. Out on top, Eli Craig. Craig moving on right. Got a little size advantage there. Picked up his dribble. Goes out to Ashford. Malachi got in the paint. Kick it out. Maddox Campbell. He missed the three. Long rebound comes out. It's Frederick Douglass with the ball. Filling the lane as Chenault wanted to dunk, lost the ball. Boosin had it, blocked by Gay. Shot at the rim. Campbell got a block, and Surratt will go to the line. So Maddox Campbell picks up his first foul, team fifth. So in the final minute 17 of this third quarter, Frederick Douglass will shoot two. Surratt will stroll to the line. He's got 6 points in the game. He's 2 for 4 at the free throw stripe. This one on the way. A lot of iron, but it goes in. Hampton Taylor in. Maddox Campbell comes out. Coach Cook gives him congratulations.
Yeah,
he didn't mind him shooting those threes.
No, well, he took them in rhythm, and they didn't drop. But he
got a couple of rebounds and a block shot.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hemp Taylor got the rebound on the miss, and then they took it away from him. So it ends up being a three-point play as Surratt puts it up and in. Turnovers even at 9 apiece. Hampton spinning, top of the key, between the circle, bounce pass. Eli Craig saw Montez Gay flashing to the rim, left him a bounce pass, and Gay will go to the foul line.
Foul number three.
Surratt gets his second, team second. Montez has 4 points in the ball game. Go along with 7 rebounds and a couple of block shots, and this free throw is good. Busen comes in as Coach Harris takes out one of the point guards. He had both of his playing a smaller lineup earlier. Now he goes back with the 6'2 Boosin in the game. Gay's second free throw. He made them both.
Well done.
Maddox Campbell and Montez Gay goes out.
Give him a 58-second break here, ending the quarter. He's earned it.
Yeah, they stretch him out a little bit longer. You know, give him a little more time. He grabs that red Powerade on the bench. Douglas, 3-point shot on the way. It's off the rim. rebounded by Chenault. He put it up, couldn't finish in the paint. And Coach Cook, he won't tolerate a lack of toughness. And when his two bigs were in there, and Chenault took the rebound away from him, Gay's going right back in.
Well, let's check that. We'll say 13 seconds worth of break instead of 58.
Yeah, you know, Coach Cook's been very candid, very frank. Spoke with candor, saying, "Hey, if you're going to do something for me, I'm going to leave you in there. If you're not getting a rebound, you know, I got to get somebody else." Chenault makes the second free throw. Cards with the ball, up 11. Clock rolling, 35 seconds. Rayshawn Hampton, double team. He'll shoot it, missed it. Long rebound comes out. Gay and Campbell, they converge, but neither gets it. GRC now 4 of 13, shooting the three. New player in, Jake Mitchell checks in.
Now, that time the Cards were in position to get that long rebound, and they fought over it and inadvertently kicked it out of bounds.
Mitchell, a 6-foot senior, he checks in his first action. 23 seconds here in the third, and the clock rolling. Frederick Douglass with the ball, GRC up 11. Just content to hold it at midcourt. He'll go to work at the 8-second mark, which is now approaching. Chenault had it knocked away by Hampton. He's in trouble. It's now in the backcourt, and with 3 seconds, they're going to throw up a desperation three by Talbert that is off the mark. Three quarters of play, and the Cards still lead. Big lead here is a lead of 11, 37-26. Bobby and I will be back in 1 minute, fourth and final quarter, coming up here on WWKY.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Fourth quarter coming up here, 37-26. Cardinals of GRC leading Frederick Douglass in boys action. Bobby, we were talking off mic. We haven't seen the All-State player Armello Boone in this game. But, and you said Frederick Douglass looked off, and I agree. But, you know, they've actually controlled tempo of the game. They've kept the Cardinals, held them to only 2 fast break buckets.
Cards have made more shots and been in better defensive position through the course of the first 3 quarters, despite the efforts of Frederick Douglass. And yet, it comes down to shooting, and I think the Cards have just shot a little bit better, and that's why they enjoy this 11-point lead here, but it's still tenuous.
Yeah, a low-scoring game, and that will be reflective of a physical game, too.
Absolutely.
You know, and the fouls aren't, they're not going to the free throw line a lot, but you know you're going to draw contact when you're in the paint. Driving in, shot at the left elbow, 15-footer is up and good by Talbert as he comes off the bench and scores the basket for Douglass.
Took what he could get and made a nice jumper.
Talbert on the defensive side now, guarding Malachi Ashford, who angles off to the right of the circle, keeps a dribble, throw it baseline. Rayshawn Hampton feeds J.P. Gaines. Gaines, fadeaway shot, missed badly. Morrison, rebound. His follow won't go. And then Boosin takes away the rebounded miss.
Right at the rim.
Boosin finds Surratt trailing. He'll shoot a 3. This could be trouble, but it doesn't go down. Boosin battling, but coming away with it, Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn in a hurry, behind the back dribble. Chenault, he spun right by him. Put it out, scored the basket. Two Douglas players land under the rim, and the Pep section letting them have it.
I tell you what, Rashawn was a blur that time. He tore down the court with that ball, spun between two defenders, slammed it against the backboard. It went down, and he was slammed to the floor as well, but has a chance for an old-fashioned and one.
That may have been, that's going to rank in the top five individual offensive plays by any player this year. Mitchell comes out after drawing that foul. And Hampton at the line, he can't complete an and one. Uncharacteristically, he's one of three at the line. Hit the paint. It's Chenault. Rashawn nearly got a steal. Loose ball. Morrison trying not to foul as Chenault goes to the rim with a two-handed lay-in.
They got the loose ball on that one, and it paid off.
Malachi Ashford between the circles, throws a pass, left wing. Morrison drives in, cuts the ball, cradles it, banked it, and put it in.
Yeah, he took what he had and got it home.
Chenault, double team, elevates, bank shot, missed it, tried to follow, couldn't do it, got his own board, kick it out. Wright throws it over to the right side. Now with the ball, taking his time is Talbert. He didn't go anywhere, and they throw it in the deep in the left corner. Boosin offering Chenault a screen. Skip pass right side. Right goes to Talbert. Talbert in the paint. He'll shoot a 12-footer. Missed it short, out of bounds. It'll go to GRC.
Yeah, he got himself in a little too deep then and then just flipped one up. He had a chance to take a nice 16-footer there, but drove into some chaos.
Cards with the ball in the backcourt. GRC leading 41-30. Under 6 minutes to play in the game. Ashford took his eye off of it. Right all over him, and Coach Cook is going to call a timeout as he is wanting to impart a serious message to his team and the point guard as well. Bobby's got a message he'll share with you.
The rugged, reliable, affordable Workmaster compact tractor is now available in 25 horsepower. Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling introduces the Workmaster 25 from New Holland. It's made to last with a big tractor backbone, heavy-duty internal components, and a fuel-saving three-cylinder engine. You enjoy comfortable seating, great visibility, and best of all, a price that's easy on the wallet. Learn more about Workmaster 25 and Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling.
Breland Morrison with the last GRC basket. He had 12 points in the first half. He hadn't scored since, and he put that basket in at the 5:50 mark. The Cards lead 41-30. Pep section all wearing camo. What's that about, Bobby? Is it...
I knew they were going to be in for a ground battle.
Be in for a ground battle. Yeah. Hey, that's as good an answer as any. I'll accept that. Here Gay chases down a loose ball.
Right.
Behind the back pass, Morrison's shot blocked at the rim. And they're going to say Chenault got him. And almost a goaltend, the second one of the game on Chenault. That's a second on Chenault, second team foul.
Just a tremendous awareness of Breland coming down the lane. He got it, tried to go up for the flush, but instead got fouled.
Free throw is good by Morrison. Breland 3 of 3 at the line. He now has 15 points in the game. Make that 16 points for the 6'2 senior.
13-point lead, 5:28 mark, 43-30.
Douglas gets it in the front court. Three-point shot blocked. That attempt flying by. Making the play is Breland Morrison. Frederick Douglas, they are 0 of 13 from shooting the three. Bounce pass into Bussum. Deep in the left corner, sets a screen. Surratt driving in. Gaines blocked him at the rim. Here comes Ashford. Cards want to run, but back in good shape is Douglas. Rashawn Hampton raises with the three, shot it short. Tried to tip it to a teammate. Going away with it's Douglas. Chenault at the rim, cupped it and rolled it in with the left hand. And we've got timeout called by Frederick Douglass. Their coach calling the timeout here with just under 5 minutes to play in the game. And GRC up by 11. We'll step aside for 1 minute. We'll be back after these messages.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The always ready for breakfast deal.
Going to bed already?
Yep. Breakfast at Mickey D's tomorrow.
So?
Sooner I go to bed, sooner it'll be morning. Sooner I'll be at Mickey D's.
This is actually brilliant.
You can come too. Turn out that light.
For a limited time, buy a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Get another for a dollar. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
After that Bronco full timeout, GRC will have the basketball, and here comes Frederick Douglass with a full court press.
Yeah, they're going to make a push, no Coach doubt about it.
Coach Stephon Harris, that's what he wanted to talk about.
Yeah.
Ashford, Hampton, Gay, Morrison, and Gaines. Malachi, a lot of dribbling, needs to get rid of it. He does. Montez Gay has it out on the floor. Backdoor cut. Ashford wide open. I don't know where Wright thought he was going, but Malachi was wide open.
Well, they double-teamed the ball out top.
Here's a three that's knocked down by Talbert. That's the first three of the night made by Douglass.
Trimmed the lead to
their first three, 13.
Yeah.
Tip in the backcourt. Two players rolling on the floor. Turnover by the Cards. Chenault at the rim, put it up, and he's going to go to the line. Cards turned it over for the 10th time in the game.
Yeah, they're going to make a run. 4:17 left. Cards up 10, but...
And that was Montez Gay, and Coach Cook is telling them, you put two fouls on my man that's not even been in the play. Chenault makes the free throw. He's got another one coming. 11 in the game. Now make it 12 points in the game.
And a 13-point lead down to 8.
4:15 to play in this game. Breland Morrison going against Davion Chenault, who's pulling the Broncos back into this one. Gay has it way out on the floor. Card's not spacing very well. Now they get a little bit of daylight. Morrison missed the leaner in the lane. Got his own rebound back. Power dribble, jump, hook in the paint. Missed it. Surratt clears. Surratt with J.P. Gaines trailing the play. Knocked the ball loose. Chenault got it back. He elevates, put it in, and all of a sudden this game's getting real close.
Yes, sir. 45-39, 3:44 left, and with a free throw coming.
Rashawn Hampton gets that foul, and Chenault, who had had struggles at the free throw line, has made his last three in a row. And this one rolls off. J.P. Gaines had it momentarily, couldn't hold it, and here comes Chenault out with it, and he's going to call a timeout, and the Broncos keep possession. They got a chance for a four-point trip.
Or more.
No more. He's used two fulls. Now I guess he's going to use another one. Another full timeout called. So a one-minute break. Cardinals up by 6. We'll return after this.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
When you need heart care, choose Clark Regional Medical Center for quality cardiac treatment.
The dedicated care team puts their whole heart into caring for your community. With diagnostic imaging and emergency heart care, with their accredited chest pain center, the experience and compassion to get you back to what matters most. Choose Clark Regional Medical Center Heart Care. Choose well. Make your choice today by visiting clarkregional.org.
Well, it must not have been a foul, or is it?
Well, they called a timeout, so Frederick Douglass will have the ball underneath their goal after scoring with Chenault. He missed his free throw. He got the Cards had to rebound Montez Gay and J.P. Gaines, and it was taken away from them. And now Coach Cook wants to talk it over with the official why he cannot reinsert Rashawn Hampton back in. So he can't do it. Or maybe there's a maybe he's got an equipment issue. Eli Craig comes in nonetheless. Rashawn Hampton checks out. Douglas ball underneath their goal. Cards up six. 3:38 to play. Driving in. Surratt lost it. Gaines comes away with a steal. Turnovers even at 10 each. JP dribbled it off his foot. Wanted to attack the rim, and Cards turn it back over. So 3:27 to play in this one. Douglas driving in. Nobody helping on the back line. They go over to Surratt. His three-point shot's missed. Malachi Ashford with a rebound, and he's clobbered. They're going to say that Chenault. No, they're going to say Wright tipped the ball out of bounds on the sideline. Wow. He was pushing. You won't see much better tackles in the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday than that one.
I agree with you. This intensity has picked up. It's been physical the entire game, but it has picked up a notch here.
Yeah, well, you got Christopher Wright out there. Look, he's very handsy, very pesky all over Ashford. Malachi, and that's the only way you're going to get him off of him is to call the hand checking, and Wright picks up his third. That's a third team foul.
Coach Harris going crazy. His players been hammering these kids all night.
Well, he's got some players that have that pesky hands, and there's some of them even pushing, shoving the paint, like Boosin, who's out there right now on Gaines. Montez Gay makes his move, got in the rim, over to JP, right side of the lane, shovels it off, underhanded to Malachi Ashford, takes it back, throws it to Gay. Montez gave a ball fake. Chenault went airborne, and then Surratt got him.
Foul number three, Surratt, his third.
That's the fifth. Either the fourth or the fifth.
And that is the, I've got the fourth team foul.
Fourth,
we'll see
okay.
What. And right now, Coach Harris, I think he wanted traveling called. You can get away with a couple of double pumps, which Montez did. You can't get that third one in, though.
Not with a guy on your back.
Gay's free throw is good. Montez, he has 7 points in the game to go along with the 8 rebounds. He's blocked a couple of shots. But now Frederick Douglass and Surratt and Chenault, they've got guys that can get up there with Montez as far as leaping ability. Gay makes both free throws.
Back up to an 8-point lead here, 2:46 left.
Entry pass into Boosin. Gaines on him with 4 fouls. Kick it out, right with a 3. Went down and came out. Montez Gay cradles rebound number 9. Throws it up to Rashawn Hampton.
With there we
go. Gay, and Gay put it up and in. And Wright picked up his 4th foul, team 5th. Assist to Hampton, basket Gaines.
Yeah, Hampton to Bay. Gaines in the bucket, and he caught it and put it in the basket in one motion and drew the harm.
All in one move. Wright and Boosin go out. Gaines there to try to complete a 3-point play, and he can't do it. It went down and came out. Cards back up 10. Inside of 2.5 minutes to play. Boy, that pass was bailed out by Surratt. Chenault steps into a three, and he hit it. Montez Gay was closing on him, but he stretched it with a three.
Down to a seven-point lead.
Ashford in the backcourt. They got the much taller Jones on him, and we're going to have a foul called on GRC. Montez set kind of a bone-jarring screen. Third team foul. Cards give it back to Douglas. Douglas, two passes in the front court, trailing. Now they go to Chenault, who hit his last three. He's on the right wing. Jones trying to make his way in. Gaines took it away. JP up to Rashawn Hampton. Cards didn't have numbers. Now Hampton drops it off to Montez Gay, and he's fouled. Logan Boosin, he's been kind of the edgy player for Douglas. And he's got the frame to do it. He's 6'2 and pretty strong, and Boosin picks up his second.
He got the frame. Looks like an all-state football player, to be frank.
They had some good players over there.
You think?
Yeah, they Cards look now to add to that lead. It's now cut to seven as Gay knocks down the free throw.
Number five, Terry Goose on the ball game, replacing Travis Jones.
They come in with Terry Kaysen. Excuse me. Kaysen at 6'2". Montez, free throw good. He made a bunch.
Money. Back up to a 9-point lead. 1:46 left.
10 points for Gay, all in the second half. Step back three on the way by Talbert. That's good. He's hit his second three. He's got 8 points all in the fourth quarter. Ashford in a hurry, dribbles through traffic, goes to Montez Gay. He missed. Morrison put it up and in.
Well done. Now Braylon's hurt.
Morrison trying to walk it off and shake it off. Coach Cook calling a timeout after the basket. Time called. Cardinals up by 8. We've got a minute 29 to play. We've got a 1 minute timeout back after this.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Cardinals bring out a little bit of token pressure, and of course, if it's man-to-man, if you're the Broncos, you just clear it out and let one guy bring it up. That guy with the ball is Talbert. Malachi runs him into a double team, and Broncos break the press. Three-point shot is missed. Chenault got the rebound. He went over Gaines' back, and Talbert hits a three.
Trims it to five here at 53-48 from out top. 1:16 left in this game.
Big three-point shot by Talbert hit there. 30-second timeout. Douglas, back after this brief message.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, Frederick Douglass, they missed their first 13 three-point shots, but after that, they've hit their last three of their last four. And it shot them back to within five. Here's Hampton. He's got a three-on-one to Gaines. JP to Morrison. Oh. Shot blocked at the rim. The Cards had a three-on-one and came up empty. Driving. Shot put up, and that's going to be a charge as Talbert was out of control, and Breland Morrison just let him come to him.
Yeah, he came about at least 15 feet and just floored him near the basket.
Ashford in the backcourt. He's got the 6'4 Surratt on him. Malachi, left-hand dribble, got in the front court. Surratt stays on him. Go to J.P. Gaines, double team, back out to Ashford. Inside a minute to play, the Cards with the ball. They're up five and a foul out on the floor. That foul will be on Wright, and that'll do it for him. He'll foul out. He failed to score in this game, but, boy, he was
a
menace. Yeah, he was menacing.
Little son of a gun.
Yeah,
he really, really played his heart out against an extremely talented Malachi Ashford. Oh, those two got after it big time.
Pretty good matchup out there at the point. Terry Kaysen, the 6'2", 180-pound sophomore, returns. J.P. Gaines at the line. J.P. 0-for-1 at the foul line tonight. He makes his free throw. 3 points for J.P. in the game. All of them coming here in the fourth quarter. He's got another free throw to shoot. The lane is clear with the exception of two Douglas Broncos. Gaines missed it, and he's going to almost beat him to the rebound on the miss, and he did. They're going to say he caused the turnover, and Douglas didn't get the rebound. That I tell you what, something that really burns a coach would be that. They had Surratt over there, and he didn't get the rebound. Inbound pass to Gay, and he's going to be pushed out of bounds. Boosin thought he drew a foul. He did not, evidently. 44.8 seconds to play. Cards with a 54-48 lead. Possession arrow favors GRC. Each team with one timeout. Morrison, near midcourt, goes to Rayshon Hampton. Spinning, dribbling, went right into a double team. Ball's on the floor, and it's a jump ball. It'll stay with the Cardinals. But you can't turn your back on these guys. Even on that spin move with the dribble, he spins right into a double team.
Yeah, there were three players out there tracking him, trying to get the ball away here at the 36-second mark with their team trailing by six. So this thing's far from over.
Inbound pass to Gaines. JP throws a pass, nearly picked. Ashford to Morrison. Breland dribbles through traffic, and the official calls a foul. That foul will be on Surratt, his fourth. Two free throws coming for Morrison. So Breland can really help the cause here.
Surratt took him down and turned around and said, "What did I do?"
Yeah, he had a look of disbelief.
Yeah.
Breland Morrison makes that free throw.
28 seconds to go. Cards up 55-48.
Looking to get his 20th point, and he does. Breland Morrison gets 20 in the game. He's 6 of 6 at the foul line. High post pass to Boosin. Driving in. Put the shot up and in. Boosin's got 8 in the game. Here's the full court press. Clock rolling. Ashford fouled in the backcourt, and that's going to do it for Surratt. He's going to foul out of the game, having scored 9 points in the game. Surratt's a nice player, 6'4", sophomore. He may be stretching that height a little bit. Looks more like a 6'3 guy.
Well, one thing about it, we know Frederick Douglass has some athletes, and they proved it here tonight that they're a game team as well, because they were seemingly out of this thing forever and a day, and they made a game of it here in this fourth quarter.
Malachi Ashford missed the free throw. He's got one more. Can help the cause greatly here. You're still a two-possession game right now. And he missed them both. And the long rebound comes to Chenault. He's in a hurry. Cards double-team him. Terry with a three-point shot that's missed, and that'll do it. Hampton got the rebound for the Cardinals, and he'll dribble it out. It's a 56-50 GRC win. 56-50, the final. Very low scoring game by both these team standards, but GRC has more points. They win in a final 56-50. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll be back. Post-game show with the score, comments, and stats all headed your way when we return after this 2-minute break.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sports side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your adventure. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Home and auto insurance from Kentucky Farm Bureau. They just go together. They go together like grandmas and cookies, like suits and ties, like stars and stripes, like rhythm and blues, like country and western, like puppies and chewed up sneakers. We've all been there, am I right? Save when you bundle your home and auto insurance. Kentucky Farm Bureau, big on commitment.
I'm Lauren Bink-Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to three art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
The winning streak continues for GRC, especially here in this arena. I think it's now 57-1 that the Cardinals go in this arena, but it was not without a fight. Frederick Douglass came in here without playing. They're all state, and he was featured in one of the top 15, top 10 players in the state. Armello Boone, he did not play in this ballgame. Don't know any details on it other than that, but the Cardinals, they won, and that's what counts. GRC picks up this win. Again, the streak continues. A six-point victory, 56-50, is the final. The Cardinals move the record to 23-1. They have now won 13 in a row. And, again, that win streak here at the GRC Arena, that is intact. Frederick Douglass, Bobby, they, I don't know, kind of sleepwalking and playing. Not sleepwalking. They played tough defense, but didn't get any scoring. But the fourth quarter, they lit it up.
Wound up with
basically two players.
Yeah, well, they got cranking, and once that first three went down for them, then it was a It was game on because they'd got it to about 10 points, and then they continued to pursue the goal, if you will, and got that thing down there pretty good, and GRC had a fight on its hand for those final 4 minutes. But when you score 26 points in the first three quarters and then score 24 in the fourth, you know that somebody's making a serious run at you, and that's what Frederick Douglass did tonight. But the Cards withstood it. They stood tall, did what they needed to do, and overcame a very, very pesky, very, very poised and intelligent Frederick Douglass team.
The Frederick Douglass record, it goes to 16-7. The loss tonight snaps their three-game winning streak. They come in winners of seven of their last eight, but the Cardinals stopped that one tonight with a 56-50 win. It was 6. It was 8-5 at the end of the first quarter, 24-15 at halftime. Cards then led 37-26 at the end of 3. Up by as much as maybe 14 points in the game at one point, but it got tight with 3:48 to go or so in the game, Bobby. That 3, I agree with you. I think that was a catalyst that gave them hope.
Right.
It rejuvenated and revived their motivation.
Well, it sure did. And once that happened, it looked like that even though they were very, very intense defensively prior to that, it looks like they just picked it up a notch and were really, really relentless on the defensive end. But credit the Cards. They were able to do what they needed to do to overcome that late flurry and never let the score get inside of a five-point margin, and had it gotten down there, it could have really, really been tricky, but they executed the way they needed to down the stretch to beat a real good team.
Some of the team numbers in the game, GRC goes 4 of 13, shooting a three-point shot. Frederick Douglass, 4 of 20. They made 4 of their last 7 threes they shot. Turnovers in the game, 12 by each team. Second chance scoring, Cards had an 8-7 edge. Fast break scoring, 4 points by each club. At the free throw line, GRC shoots 16 of 22, while Frederick Douglass shoots 7 of 18. 7 of 18 at the foul line. Look. We've got individual scoring in the ball game. Frederick Douglass, led by Dakari Talbert, he had 11 points, got them all in the fourth quarter, hit 3 of their 4 three-point shots. 9 points scored by DeMarcus Surratt. We had 8 scored by Logan Boosin. 4 points in the game by Terry Kaysen. 2 other players, Travis Jones and Christopher Wright, played but failed to score. For the Cardinals of GRC, 20 points in the game by Breland Morrison, 12 in the first half, 8 in the fourth quarter. 12 points for Rashawn Hampton. He hit 3 three-point shots. 10 points for Montez Gay, all in the second half. Gay goes 6 of 6 at the foul line. Double-double tonight with the rebounding and points. Also blocked a couple of shots. 7 points scored by Malachi Ashford. Other scoring for the Cardinals, 3 points for J.P. Gaines. 2 points each for Maddox Campbell and Hampton Taylor. Eli Craig played in the ball game as well. Up here with us, head coach Josh Cook. His team wins their 13th in a row. Comes in averaging 72 points per ball game. You grind out 56 tonight. Learning to play different ways. The tempo a little different tonight.
You know, we needed to do that to be at their advantage. We understand, you know, if you're playing a transition game with them, I can say through years past, you know, some of those, you know, a lot of those guys are still on the same team. We've kind of learned our lesson. So that doesn't mean we don't want to play fast and take opportunities, but also, you know, we want to prepare for March just as much as anybody. And being able to control possessions and control the game at times is really important. And against them, you know, you don't want them to get in a rhythm or get too excited off momentum. And if you can control the game, it gives you a chance to help you put yourself in a good spot.
Head coach Josh Cook, comments from him. Again, some of the team numbers. Each team with 12 turnovers. GRC had an 8-7 edge in second chance scoring. Each team with 4 points and fast break points. So this game, a 6-point game, it was a close game. You had the lead. You played pretty much with the lead the entire game. It just seems like it was hard to come away with a clean rebound.
It was. I mean, it's physical, you know. I mean, I kind of know that. And then it gets emotional. You know, and it was emotional both ways. It's a game where a lot of these kids know each other. You're literally 15 minutes down the road, and there's a lot of bragging rights with it. It is every year we play. And then you forget about some of the small things, you know, and you make some silly mistakes. But it's a physical game, and it really comes down to who's the more disciplined team, who's the more tough team, and who can make plays at the right time. And for the most part, I thought we did that tonight.
And you're listening to head coach Josh Cook, and your senior Breland Morrison. I mean, he came strong in the first half, and in the fourth quarter when you needed him, he revived again.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
I mean,
he really honestly has been so consistent lately.
He has. Yeah.
And the other thing about bragging about him on is, you know, until, you know, for 90% of the game, he's great defensively. I mean, he really is. And he just gets tired, you know, like everybody does. And he's usually guarding their team's best player, and he's done a great job on Surratt tonight.
Sure.
And, you know, done a good job of making his job difficult. But, you know, man, he's really been good. He's really been consistent. You know, he'll go fight and go get rebounds, and he's fearless too around the rim. And against, you know, a team like that, they can go up and make those high plays. You gotta go play. You can't think about that. You just gotta go play.
Chenault got 17 points in the game, but he only had two of those in the first half, and the Cards got in a little bit of foul trouble there in the second half. But Breland Morrison, I mean, I don't know if you can get a silent 25 or a silent 20 like tonight, but it's not real glamorous, but it is a real workman's type game that he's bringing. Your point guard, Malachi Ashford, gave him a little breather every once in a while with Rashawn bringing it up a couple of times. Montez maybe once, but he had it in his hands most of the time, and he also had the ball in his hands and right on his hip.
Yeah, I mean, he had different guys that were just hounding him and physical with him, and for the most part, I thought he did a great job of really controlling the game. And that was, man, that's a really good growing experience for him to learn to balance out when to score, when to set it up, to control that tempo. And, you know, after the first part of the game for them, he really controlled the tempo for the rest of the way. And once we got up, for the most part, we kind of hung around there and stayed there. And he done a great job of maintaining that and keeping us in the driver's seat. So, you know, much credit to him. Extremely proud of him.
You got to be proud of him. First three or four games, you know, he's averaging 20, 22, 25 points a game. You know, I don't know if he bought into it and thought, you know, this is going to be easy. It's going to be like that the rest of the season. But I think he came in and got a good handle on the role. And it may be scoring, it may be dishing, it may be tempo.
And as you get in postseason, it kind of changes, and those things change. But no, I trust him, and I think we've built a great relationship. And you know, he's becoming. You know, I love the word toughness. He started to show some strong toughness tonight. You know, it's. I look forward to the. You know, not only this year, but the next. You know, couple years with him as well, because I think he's only going to get better and better.
He's kind of stoic, man. You never know if he's frustrated or running high. Unlike your other guard, Rashawn. You know, he's pretty. You read him like a book.
Yeah.
Coach,
yeah.
You turn your attention to Madison Southern. What's coming up in a couple of days?
You know, a very good scoring team. You know, they got a lot of weapons. Got some high profile guys. Got a really guard at the 3-point line. Definitely got to get rested up after a physical game like tonight. Got to get rested up and, you know, be ready to go. So we'll come in tomorrow and work on a few things, shoot some shots, shoot some free throws, and be ready to go.
Speaking of free throws, the team does well tonight, 16 of 22 at the line. Bobby, anything before we turn him loose?
Well, Montez and JP brought it when you needed it the most, and, you know, especially Montez there in that fourth quarter. He was he did what he needed to do to keep that thing at least 5 points or more on his end, and I think that overall everybody just got it done.
That was a postseason win. That's what it felt like to me.
It felt that way to me at the half, looking at the score. It was one of those Rupp Arena games where you've got jitters, you got teams feeling each other out, not scoring, but by golly, certainly playing the game at full tilt.
Well, the series versus the farm over at Hamburg, the series versus Frederick Douglass, it's now 5-3 in favor of GRC. Head coach Josh Cook, he's got those five wins, and look for some more, all right?
Well, all right, thank you, guys.
Appreciate all right, it. Head coach Josh Cook, his team comes away with a 56-50 victory tonight. Again, we'll be on the radio tomorrow. We'll be at the Golden Corral for Cardinal Connection, brought to you by the Citizens Bank of Kentucky. And we understand it'll be girls' basketball turn, so we expect head coach Robbie Graham to send some guests up there, and they've always been very, very charming guests and good people to talk to, and we'll eat a good meal. Then we've got basketball on Thursday with Madison Southern, with the Cardinal boys playing there, and basketball going on all week. But again, check with us, Cardinal Connection, tomorrow night. 56-50. We got through it.
We had to earn it, but that's what you want.
Yep.
1.5 weeks from district time, so you don't want anything easy at this point.
For our on-site engineer, Hayes McMakin, back to station. Tom, we appreciate so much. Tight board, solid job. Bobby Baldwin right here beside me. Joel Bennett saying thanks for listening. Until tomorrow night at the Golden Corral, so long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.